我们来看几段的圣经。
Let's look at a few scripture passages.
马太福音第十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音第十一章第十五节。
Chapter 11, verse 15.
有耳可听的就应当听。
He that has ears to hear, let him hear.
有耳可听的就应当听。
He that has ears to hear, let him hear.
罗马书第十章。
And Romans chapter 10.
罗马书第十章第九第十节。
Chapter 10, 9 and 10.
你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
That if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.For with the heart men believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
加拉太书第三章。
Then Galatians chapter 3.
第十一节。
3:13.
加拉太书第三章第十一节。
Galatians 3:13.
没有一个人靠着律法在神面前称义。这是明显的，因为经上说，义人必因信得生。第三章第十一节，加拉太书。
哦，十一 ，OK， 3:11. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith.
哥林多前书第三章。
First Corinthians chapter 3.
第十节到第十五节。
10-15.
我照着神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头立好了根基，在别人有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎么样在上面建造，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。若有人用金银宝石草木禾秸在这根基上建造，个人的功臣必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的功臣怎么样。人在那根基上所建造的功臣若存得住，他就要得赏赐。人的功臣若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救，虽然得救，乃像从火里经过一样。
According to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another build on thereon. But let every man take heed how he build thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble,Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work for what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire.
最后我们翻到哥林多后书第五章第十节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10.
因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按照本身所行的，或善或恶受报。
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad.
我想圣经先暂时读这么多。
We will stop here for now.
在过去一个月里面，我们有两个婚礼。
In the past month, we had two weddings.
我想很多人都很累，不过都很开心。
Probably many are tired physically, but then there's joy with it.
我想我们中大家都很肯定了，婚姻是神定的。
We are all very sure that marriage is ordained by God.
婚姻是一男一女，神定的。
And it is one man and one woman ordained by God.
他们都是神把他们配合在一起。
They are joined together by God.
我要问一个问题哈，就是神的心意是要人进入婚姻吗？
Now, is the heart of God or the His will, is it for people to enter into marriage?
今天人有各种的想法。
There are many sorts of thinking today.
那我们要说从神的眼中来看，神要人进入婚姻吗？
Now, from the perspective of God, does God want men to enter into marriage?
保罗在地上他说哈，他说我希望你们都像我。
Paul said that I wish that all of you are like me.
这个没有妻子缠住的就不要要去找个妻子来缠住你。
If you do not have a wife, then don't go look for one.
他没有妻子呢。
Or if the wife drag you.
Drag. 他说啊，如这个我是为你们好，你们进了婚姻，肉身要受苦楚。
Because if you enter into marriage, you have to suffer.
他说我愿意你们免去这种的苦楚。
I just want to you to avoid this kind of suffering.
但我想今天大家都知道婚姻有苦楚，但大家都冲着进去。
But even knowing that there is difficulty in marriage, people still want to go into it.
大家都抢着要进去，但是现在发现出来的也不少。
But not only do people try so hard to get into it, but they're not few who try to get out of it.
似乎从一个角度来看，说婚姻这个好像避不掉，但是在从保罗的口气里面，好像蛮负面的。
So it's something that's unavoidable, but then it feels like from Paul's perspective, there's some negativity to it.
我们要看神是怎么思想这件事的。
But then how does God think about this thing?
我们刚刚说啊，我们是相隔一个月，我们两个的婚礼。
We just said that within a month we have two weddings.
我们来看看在神相隔他的修造大地到神结束这个世代的时候也是两个婚礼。
So from the beginning when God recreated in his recreation until the end there are two weddings.
一开始神造了亚当。
The beginning God created Adam.
他把夏娃带到他面前，这是第一个的婚礼。
And he brought Eve before Adam. This is the first marriage.
到这个世代要结束的时候，我们发现基督与教会又有一个婚礼。
Then at the end of this age, there's another wedding, is Christ and His Church.
我们发现这两个婚礼都是我们神在主持的。
And we know both of these weddings were officiated by God.
一开始他主持的是两个人。
The first wedding are two people.
但到结束的时候，是他为他儿子跟教会主持了一个婚礼。
And then at the end, He officiated the wedding of his son and the church.
所以如果我们从这个角度来看的话，婚姻在神心中是蛮重的。
And so marriage is very important in God's heart.
如果他不看重这个，他不会一开始一个婚姻，结束一个婚姻。
If he does not look at this as very important, there would not be a wedding in the beginning and a wedding in the end.
我一直有在思想一件事，就是说结婚是不是可有也可无的。
So I'm thinking about this thing. Now, does it mean marriage is something that you can have and you cannot have?
我蛮高很想很高兴看到你们的反应，摇头。
I'm glad I see you.
Expression.
Oh, your expression.
这个，但是我在看这个事情的里面，我发现啊，神是要我们进入婚姻的。
Oh, when I look at this, I feel that God wants us to enter into marriage.
除非有特别的情况，然后给你这个恩赐，你可以不进入婚姻。
Unless there are special circumstances and give you the special grace and to not enter into marriage.
那如果主要我们是进入婚姻的话，
Now, if God wants us to enter into marriage,
那你怎么进入就变得非常重要。
Then how you enter becomes very important.
你的起步非常重要。
The starting step is very important.
你起步不对，你进入整个就不对。
So if the starting step is wrong, then maybe what happened afterwards is wrong.
你进入的是不对的话，那个结果可能就慢，困难。
So if the entrance is wrong, then maybe there's difficulty afterwards.
有一个婚姻，一个家的建立，我们起步需要是对的。
For a home to be established, the starting step is very important.
那我们知道有一些有比较特别的例子哈，但是最后还把他们带得很好。但是啊，主，我们一般的我们看到你起步要对，你的结果才会是对的。
We see some exceptions where, of course, at the end it turned out very good, but in general, the starting step is very important.
神看重家。
God put great importance on family.
神要人建立一个家，神就看重这个家。
God wants a family to be established, and he put great importance on this.
我昨天在婚礼我只讲了一点，就是家是个安息的地方。
Yesterday, I only mentioned one point, that the family is a resting place.
因为我们不得安息，家也没有安息。
Because we do not have rest, and so the home does not have rest.
我们这个人就是不容易得安息的人。
We are hard to get rest.
所以我们弟兄来跟我们说，魂要得救。
That's why our brother said that our soul has to be saved.
我们的魂不得救，我们就很难得安息。
Unless our soul is saved,It is very hard to have rest.
我们不安息，我们结婚的对象，我们的家就不会安息，我们孩子也不会安息。
If we are not at rest, our partner cannot be at rest, and our children cannot be at rest.
所以安息是家的一个非常重要的一点。
So rest is something very important for a family.
第二个关于家的。
Second thing about the family.
他说两个人总比一个人好。
It says two are better than one.
这个有 roommate 的有时候不见得如此说哎。
Maybe for you who have roommates, you cannot say so.
我宁可我一个人住，也不要跟你们住。
I'd rather be by myself. I don't want to be with you guys.
但是啊，圣经明明讲两个人比一个人好。
But the Bible says that two are better than one.
他也讲两个人比一个人强。
And two are stronger than one.
那我们知道哈，他说如果一个跌倒，另外一个把他扶持，哎，扶起来，这里有扶持的功用。
Why? Because if one falls, the other can help the other one. So there's this helping thing.
但是我要从另外一个角度讲到，两个人比一个人好。
But I want to talk about this from another perspective, that two are better than one.
在神的心意中，两个乃是讲到见证。
Because in God's heart, two means a testimony.
神要我们以一个家的单位来见证。
God wants us to use the unit of family as a testimony.
他要用我们两个人来见证他是真的，他是活的。
He wants to use two people to testify that he is real and he is alive.
我们今天已经成家的弟兄姊妹。
Today for...Brothers and sisters who already have a family.
或者我们在座的朋友们，你成家了。
Or for friends who have a family.
你的家的见证，见证什么？
What is your family testifying for?
有人家里摆个佛像。
Some household, they have an idol.
我在见证这个佛像，偶像很灵啊。
They're testifying that this idol works.
不是你把它摆在那里干嘛呢？
Otherwise, why would you put that idol up there?
我们今天成家了，我们家里见证什么？
Today, we have a family. What is our family testifying?
因为一个家总在见证一样东西的。
Because each family is testifying of something.
我可以见证我的神，哎呦，我行得通。有时候都行不通。
Maybe testifying that my God, sometimes he works, sometimes don't.
还是我见证我的神在我家中永远是活的
or,
永远行得通的
or I'm testifying that my God is alive and he's always true.
在圣经里面也跟我们讲二两个是一个多数最低的多数
The Bible also say that two is a number a plural number but it is in its smallest unit.
说主耶稣常在地上说有两三个人奉我的名祷告我奉我的名聚会我就在那里
And that's why the Lord said if there are two or three gathered under my name I'm in the midst of them.
我们结婚了
We're married.
我们有个人跟主祷告交通的时间。
We have individual time with the Lord.
我们也要有我们夫妻两个人一同到主面前的时间。
We should also have time, a husband and wife together to come before the Lord.
因为在神的原则底下，两三个人就是代表教会。
Why? Because in God's perspective, two or three represents the church.
一个家庭里最少夫妻就两个人，已经是代表着教会到主面前来。
The husband and wife together, they're two people, it represents the church coming before the Lord.
你要知道，当你两个人一起祷告，那个能力是远超过你一个人的祷告的。
You need to realize that the prayer of two surpasses your individual prayer.
因为两个人很在乎是否同心。
Because when we talk about two, whether you are of one heart becomes very important.
你一个人当然同心了，你一个人不同心有问题了。
If you're not at one heart with yourself, that's very problematic.
所以啊，一个人不讲同心的话，两个人以上就开始谈到同心的问题了。
So when we speak of two,We start talking about whether we are with one heart.
所以如果两个人能够同心到神面前的话，你发现神要在你的祷告当中做奇妙的事。
So if two can be with one heart, one accord, then the Lord can do something.
所以加的第二个重点，乃是我们在这里见证我所信的主。
So the second thing for a family is I'm testifying.The God whom I believe.
你究竟在见证什么呢?
What are you testifying for?
你真的见证主是活的吗?
Are you testifying that God is alive?
我们一个家两个人 join together, 我们合起来来要主听我们的祷告。
So two people join together, we want the Lord to hear our prayer.
第三个关于家的。
So the third thing about a family
圣经告也给我们讲结果子
is to bear fruit
神要我们生养后代
We have to have sons and daughters
今天很多人都在我要生吗
Many people say Oh, do I want to have children?
为什么我要生孩子呢
Why do I want to have children?
为什么要在地上制造这么多罪人呢
Why do I have to create more sinners?
对，他不生下来就少个罪人吗
Well, if They're not born, there's one less sinner.
哎呦，我听了各种各样不要孩子的理由。
There are many, many reasons given for not having children.
乍听起来都蛮合理的。
All them sounds kind of reasonable.
对，我们要知道神，他主耶稣有一天要回来的。
We need to know that Jesus Christ is going to come back someday.
刚刚我们唱的诗歌也讲到主要回来。
The song we just sang about the Lord coming back.
那圣经有一句话，他说要得救的人数天满。
The Bible says,
他才回来的。
The Bible says that the number has to be filled up before he will come back.
我们都不生的话，这个人数永远不满的。
Maybe if we don't bear children, the numbers will not get to the right place.
今天哈会问这个问题，因为我们有个错误的想法。
The reason why people ask this question because there's a wrong thinking there.
要不要生，我们决定。
Because whether we want to have children, it's as if it's our decision.
因为今天医学的各方面的进步，使我们能够决定我要不要生。
because with all the developments in medical technology, it gives us the ability to decide whether we want to have children or not.
但是你看神造人的时候, 他没有把这件医疗的事情摆进来讲这件事。
But when God created man and woman, He never put into this all this medical technology stuff in there.
生孩子是自然会发生的。
Bearing children is a very natural thing.
从圣经里面所看到的，只有一些情况是神禁止这个女子怀孕，说她一直都不能生。
We only see under certain circumstances God made the woman barren and she cannot bear children. And because God intervened in those situations.
So 我们今天不能够用因为今天的科技各方面来影响我们看神当初的心意是什么。
We cannot use technology lead us to look at things in a different way from what the Bible intended.
我们今天要为神得国, 我们生孩子是为着得着神的国。
In order for us to gain His kingdom, even our bearing of children is also for His kingdom.
我们能够把我们的孩子能够带到神的面前的。
And if we can lead our children before the Lord,
使徒行传16章31节说, 当信主耶稣, 你和你一家都必得救。
In Acts it says, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you and your whole household shall be saved.
神要我们先认识主, 然后我们的下一代也能够认识主。
The Lord wants us to know Him, and then our next generation can also know Him.
这有主的应许在这里。
There's a promise of the Lord here.
所以如果我们下一代孩子不认识主，我们责任大。
So if our children do not know the Lord, we have a great responsibility.
所以我们要知道，孩子，圣经一直讲是神赐给我们的产业。
Children are His inheritance given to us.
我们有责任把他们来带来认识主。
We have a responsibility to bring them to know the Lord.
并且主有话说, 我们信耶稣, 我的一家都能够得救的。
And the Lord gives us this word that me and my house will all be saved.
第四点,
and fourth point,
神要得入一个家来侍奉他。
The Lord wants to gain a household to serve Him.
就像爸爸昨天用了这段圣经，赐予我与我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
John's father used this word that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
你知道他们两对的新人，我写给他们的圣经节，我两个都写了这一节。
For the Bible verse that I gave to both newlyweds, this is the verse that I gave them.
主把我们摆在一起，目的就要什么？联合起来侍奉我们的主。
The Lord joined us together, and it is for us to serve Him.
神不要我们，不是不要我们一个人侍奉，因为当我们还一个人，我们来侍奉主，但是主要一个家的单位来侍奉他。Of
course, the Lord wants us to serve Him individually, but He wants all the more the family as a unit to serve Him.
当我们孩子小的时候，我们一直要给他们知道，我们家我们要来侍奉主。
When our children are still young, we have to let them know that our family will want to serve God.
我们有时候也让他们有点参与，给他们知道我们是一家人来侍奉主。
And we want to let them have a part so that they know that we are serving God as a household.
每周在我家都有聚会。
Every week in my house there is a meeting.
我常也让我的孩子们知道家。
And I let my kids know that our home is a gathering place too for the Lord. And it is also a place where we can show hospitality. A few days ago, something happened. Four of us kneel down to pray.
这是跟他们没什么关系, 但是 我们都有负担，愿意跪在主的面前一起祷告。
This thing is not related to them personally, but all of us have the burden to kneel down and pray.
我很高兴他们 join us 一起去祷告。
I'm very glad that they join us to pray.
所以我们的家是一同来到神面前，是为着要侍奉主的。
So our family is should come together to serve our Lord.
那我们要问了，至于我家啊，要来侍奉耶和华，是就是为神做事吗？
Now does it mean that as for me and my house, we want to serve the Lord? Does it mean to work for the Lord?
没错，侍奉神有要为神做事。
No doubt, yes, serving the Lord involves work.
但是首要的侍奉还不是讲到你为神做事。
But the foremost thing is not about working for God.
我们能够说你是我的神，你是我的主。
We can say that you are my God, you are my Lord.
我们要问自己，我们能够说你是我的神，你是我的主吗？
We have to ask ourselves, can we say that you are my God, you are my Lord?
你的道路就是我的道路。
Your way is my way.
啊，昨天杰林那个愿词哈，那个用路德记哈，这个啊，我不在这用那个，摆在我这里用的。
I'm not using yesterday's Julie's vow about using from the passage from Ruth.
但是我要问，我们能够说出你的道路就是我的道路。
But we can say to the, can we say to the Lord, Your way is my way.
可以跟主说你是匠人。我是离主
we can,
我愿意随你来调度。
We can say you're the potter and I'm the clay and you can mold me as you please.
这叫做侍奉主。
This is serving God.
侍奉主不是我们要为主做多少。
Serving God is not us working for the Lord.
侍奉主乃是让主在我身上能够做多少。
Serving God is letting God work in me.
你越让主在你身上做，你就是在侍奉主。
The more you can let Him work in you, the more you're serving.
如果一个家两个人都能够说我愿意在主，让主在我身上做，这个家就是在侍奉主。
If there are two people in a household willing to let the Lord work in them, that is service.
所以两个人结婚，这个舍己一定要学的功课。
So when two people come together, laying down themselves is something they have to learn.
环境都是主给量给我们的。
All the circumstances are from God.
乃是让主能够在我们身上做那该有的改变。
It is to let the Lord do what He has to do to change us.
我们对主越绝对，主在我们身上做的工就越多。
The more absolute we are towards the Lord, the more He can do in us.
我们对主越不绝对，常常站在灰色的地带，主在我们身上的工作就越少。
If we stand on gray-shaped ground, then He can't do much on us.
所以我们要记得，是我们这个人能够在主面前为着侍奉主，我们对主能够越过越绝对。
So for the sake of serving Him, we should be more and more absolute towards our Lord.
所以神对我们看重我们的婚姻的。
The Lord really values our marriage.
主要带我们进入婚姻的。
He wants us to enter into marriage.
但是我们要知道婚姻的目的。
But we need to know the purpose of marriage.
为着他。
It is for him.
让他能够得安息的。
And that he will also find rest.
因着这个家的祷告，见证神能够带下他的能力，为着他的家。
So with the prayer of this home, the power that it will bring, that he will be glorified.And rest, and
他能够得着果子是为着神的果子，所以我们生孩子是为着神的果子。
And that when we bear fruit, it is for His kingdom.
我们来侍奉他，那是让他做工在我们身上，得着我们这个人，为着他。
When we serve, it is to let Him work in us, that He will completely gain us.
我们今天要问了，圣经都这样，常常这样背了，为什么我们家，我们许多的失败？
We know the Bible verses, but why is it that there's so much failure in the home?
为什么我们的家不能够在主面前是绝对呢？
Why can't we be absolute towards the Lord?
我想啊，有些很，我想一个是我们对主不够单纯。
One is that we're not simple towards the Lord.
我们对主不心不够专一。
And we're not single in our focus towards the Lord.
我们对主三心两意。
And we are wishy-washy towards the Lord.
你知道什么人会是这样子的？
What kind of person is like that?
我不能单纯。
I'm not simple.
我不能够专一。
And I'm not single in
my focus. 我一直都在怀疑。
And I'm always doubting.
主耶稣那个撒种的比喻。
In that parable of the sower,
里面有一个是撒在荆棘里面的。
There's one where the seed fell on thorny ground.
他说什么是荆棘呢？
What are thorns?
是你今生的思虑把你缠住了。
It is your cares for today that have entangled you.
这是一个。
This is one.
第二个是今生的财，这个钱财把你迷惑住了。
Or the riches of this world have blinded you.
我们主知道我们人的心的。
The Lord knows our heart.
当我们对主不能够绝对的时候。
When we cannot be absolute towards the Lord.
就是我们对主不能够单纯的时候。
That is when we are not simple towards Him.
我们对主不能够专一的时候。
And we are not single towards Him.
我们的思想就被仇敌用上。
And so our mind is used by the enemy.
我们有许多的思虑，不是主要给我们有的思虑。
There are many lusts that are not of the Lord.
我们这个心是需要被拯救的。
Our mind has to be saved.
为什么我们会这么多思虑呢？
Why would have all this lustful thinking?
我们怕损失。
Why? Because we're afraid of loss.
因为我拥有多，我就怕损失。
When I have a lot, then I'm afraid of losing.
你家里有很多东西宝贝的，你今天里面就怕怎么不见。
If in your home you have a lot of precious things and you're afraid of losing them.
如果你没有太重要，偷就偷了。
But if you don't have any precious thing, oh, that's fine. If it gets stolen, that's okay.
你偷了，你后悔，你跑来偷这么辛苦，结果偷了 garbage 回去。
Maybe the thief would regret going for those stuff.
我有时候想，如果有人到我家来偷东西啊，他不知道什么叫做好，什么叫做不好。
I'm thinking maybe if a thief come to my home, they can't tell what is really good or not.
也找不到什么太好的。
And they can't find anything that's very good either.
我们今天因为拥有太多了，所以我们怕损失。
It's because we have too much. That's why we're afraid of losing them.
我们怕失去。
We're afraid of loss.
最近有两个女生要信主。
There are two ladies who want to believe in the Lord.
两个都说，哎呦，我信主，我怕。
But both of them said, oh, I'm afraid.
我说你怕什么？
I said, what are you afraid of?
我说我不知道，我就是怕。
I don't know, but I'm afraid.
你们发现你怕也不知道怕什么。
See, you don't even know what you're afraid of.
对不对？我们今天说怕，你就是怕个东西吧，对不对？刘杰林怕虫，对吧？怕。
You have to be afraid of something, like Julie, she's afraid of insects.
对不对？这个，那我不知道我怕什么，我就是怕。
You don't even know what you're afraid of. You're just afraid.
这也是仇敌进来，你都还不知道兴趣是什么，我就是怕。
This is also from the evil one. You're just afraid.
我们感谢主，一个说我不怕，信了。
One of them finally said, I'm going to believe, I'm not afraid anymore. The other said, she's not afraid, but only one foot in and the other still out. Today, we're afraid of losing something.
不信主的就把我信的主损失很多。
Those who are unbelievers are afraid that if I believe, I'm going to lose something.
你今天信了主，你就把我继续跟从主，我损失的更多。
And then for those believers, they're afraid, oh, if I follow the Lord, I'm going to lose out even more.
主在告诉你说，你怕损失的那些东西啊，都是粪土。
But the Lord said, all the things that you're afraid of losing, they're just garbage.
你知道这次的 Stay Fair, 我才发现原来有人用钱去买粪土。
This year I discovered people in the state fair, they use money to buy garbage.
我家就买了一个粪回来，不是土，什么是粪？
脏。
粪他都不知道。
太脏， right? Yeah, it's dumb.
不好讲出来。
Yeah. Well, we bought dung.
他都急了。这个世界啊，把粪土都拿出来卖。
Because the world, they can even sell dung to us.
然后呢，大家抢着去买，还做得好大。
And then people all rush to buy it, and it's very big.
你知道吗？今天我们怕损失，神告诉我们说，开开眼吧，那些没用的了。And
so the Lord tells us, open your eyes. Those things are useless.
没有长远的价值的。Because
they cannot last forever.
我要你买一些有价值的。I
want you to buy something that's valuable.
所以我们今天有时候神要你放掉这个工作。
So when the Lord wants you to leave this job,
那不行不行，这个爬上去升了，这很有前途的。
He said, no, because this has great potential. There's going to be promotion.
你知道这个钱是比较多的。
Because this is more money in this one.
那神说，你有了这个，如果家里不得安息的话，有这个有用。
But the Lord said, if you have this, but you cannot find rest at home.
把你忙得不 喘不过气来，只有家里失去安息，那才是宝贵的。Well,
you're going to be so busy and have no rest? Is that precious?
两个人在交朋友，后来神说你要放掉他。Or
a couple having a relationship and the Lord said you need to stop.
思想要放掉他，那我不要以后娶不到人，嫁不出去了。Maybe
you think, oh, if I leave this relationship, maybe I'll never get married.
使命抓住他，抱住他，不可放，这不可放。And so
you're not willing to let go.
这种的思想就是我们怕损失。This
kind of thinking shows us that we're afraid of loss.
我常常劝年轻人在谈恋爱的，真的要主要你放就放吧。So
I encourage young people, if the Lord tells you to part, you should let go.
The best is yet to come.
Because the best is yet to come.
我自己走过这个路。
Because I walk this way.
你知道我们如果不往前，真的一直往前走的话，
If we do not go forward,
属灵的路不进则退。
We are not going forward in our spiritual way, means we're going backward. You do not stay in one place. There's a man in the Bible called Lot.
罗德圣经说他是义人。
The Bible said he's a righteous man.
今天的话，他是一个重生得救的人。
Today he is a born again Christian.
每一次的时候，每个礼拜都来聚会。
If there's nothing happened, everybody comes to church every Sunday.
跟大家一样，我都看起来都很爱主。
It's like anyone else loving the Lord.
但是当你有了事情，issue或者 crisis 这个出现的时候，这个人就要显出他的本样来了。
But then when there's an issue or a crisis dawns, then the real thing comes out.
当他跟他的叔叔这个亚伯拉罕的仆人在吵架，因为他们财产太多的时候。
When his servants and the servants of Abraham are quarreling because they have a lot of stuff.
亚伯拉罕说，那我们不能够在一起了，你选你要去的地方。
Abraham said, we cannot be together anymore, so you can choose where you want to go.
你发现他就老是不客气，把最大的平原把他抢下来了。
So he was not shy, he just picked the plain that he thinks that's good for him.
你发现他所追求的乃是我要地上的成功。
What you see is what he's pursuing is earthly success.
我不要受苦。
I do not want to have difficulties.
我要安逸。
I want to have a pleasure-filled life.
弟兄姊妹，你如果是追求这个，你就在你失败的路上已经开始上了。
If you pursue this, you have started your way of failure.
你帮亚伯拉罕让他去选。
You see, Abraham let him choose.
你发现他一直这样，他这样一直走，结果呢，他不一下子跑到索多玛了，他是慢慢一直远离神。
But you observe that he didn't go to Sodom immediately. Gradually, he moves towards it.
神给他一个警告。
The Lord warned him.
四王五王打仗的时候，他们被掳了。
When the four kings come, and the five kings were in battle, Lot, was captured.
神要他开始想一想，你与世俗为友，你一定受牵连。
The Lord wants to show him that if you befriend the world, you're going to be affected.
但他没学这个功课。
But he did not learn this lesson.
救回来之后，他继续过那种生活。
So after he was saved from that, he continued the same life.
到神要灭这个城的时候，他都夫妻都不想走。
Even when God wants to destroy this city, both husband and wife still wants to stay.
为什么？怕损失，我走了吗？这堆东西去哪里？这是古董哎。
Why? Because they don't want to lose their stuff. Maybe they have antiques in there.
我很多钱从中国买来的。
Oh, these are all from China. I bought this with a lot of money.
你就叫我这样走，这个给谁啊？这个。
And now you want me to leave. Whom am I going to give this to?
但你发现天使硬把他们拉走。
But you see that the angels dragged them out of there.
火就下来，就烧灭这个城。
And fire came down and burned up this city.
那听到神对天使对他们说，逃，不要回头看。
And the angel said, run and don't look back.
圣经就记载，这个太太就回头看。
And yet the wife looked back.
不知道为什么，她是因为那个声音回头看呢，还是想，哇，不会，没了，全没了。
Do you think it's because the sounds that she turned back or because she was lingering thought about her stuff?
立刻成为一根岩柱。
And immediately she turned into a pillar of salt.
当罗德看都不敢看，继续跑啊，带着两个女儿继续跑。
And Lot did not look back. He ran with his two daughters.
说弟兄姊妹啊，我们今天要从罗德的身上，我们能够吸取一些的教训。
So we need to learn some lesson from Lot.
我们今天拥有了全世界。
Today, even if we possess the whole world,
你却不知道怎么得到你的命。
But if you do not know how to gain life,
这不是主耶稣在讲一个比喻，一个财主，他说我有很多钱，我现在要好好享受我下辈子。
This is about the parable where a rich man wants to enjoy all his wealth.
主问他说，我今天晚上就要你的命，你这是要给谁呢？
And the Lord said, today, if I want your life, who are you going to give all this to?
世界的人是往世界追的。
Worldly people pursue the world.
很可惜，今天很多信主的弟兄姊妹也往世界追。
But sadly, many Christians also pursue the world.
求主给我们从一次两次学的功课能够醒过来，我们不要再往这条路走了。
So may we learn from one lesson, two lessons, don't pursue the world anymore.
我常常喜欢讲到亚历山大他的例子。
I like to mention the example of Alexandra.
他很年轻，他就得到全世界，那时候他所认识的世界。
When he was very young, he already gained the world at that time.
但他三十多岁他就死了。
But in his 30s, he died.
应该说他就得重病。
Probably he had a grave illness.
他跟他手下说，你在我的棺木旁边挖两个洞。
And he said that, you have to drill two holes in my coffin.
我曾经问一个朋友，你这挖两个洞干嘛吗？
Why are you, drilling two holes?
他说他可能亚历山大想在棺材里面还看出去吧。
Said, oh, maybe Alexander wants to look out from those two holes of his coffin.
他已经没想到还要看出去了。他就讲到，在我死的时候，把我两只手伸出去。
What Alexander wants is to stick his hand out of those two holes from the coffin.
他要给全世界知道，我虽然得到世界了，但是我很快就死了。我走的时候是两手空空的。
What he wants to tell the world is, even though I gained the world at a young age, but I didn't have anything when I go.
没有一件事你带着走的。
There is not a single thing that you can bring with you.
拼命在赚，你要今天要赚到的。
You used your whole life to pursue those things.
你根本不知道明天要发生什么事。
But you don't even know what will happen tomorrow.
所以求主管我们的思想，不要走上罗德的路。
So may the Lord control our thinking that we do not walk the way of love.
今天对人来说，
Today, for people,
有两件是非常重要的。
There are two things that are very important.
我刚刚跟你们读过。
I just read with you a while ago.
我们要因信称义。
The just shall live by faith.
我想应该这样说好，我能够信我的主，他称我为义。
I can believe my Lord, and then He regards me as righteous.
在神的家中，不是来看好人坏人。
In God's house, we're not looking at good person or bad person.
在神家中，乃是看我们是不是一个称义的人。
We are looking for righteous people.
我们身上是否有基督的宝血在我们身上？
Do we have the blood of Jesus or not?
如果没有。
If there's not,
在神眼中看我们就是一个死人。
To God, we are a dead person.
在出埃及的时候，如果门楣门框没有涂血的话，
In Exodus, if you do not have blood on your doorpost,
你就是一个死人。
Then you're a dead man.
因为灭命的天使要经过每个家里面死一个人。
Because the destroyer will come by and kill.
所以我们要第一件重要的，我们是否有主的生命？
The first thing is to have the life of the Lord.
我们是一个称义的人。
We are one who are considered righteous.
第二个，我们要因信得生。
The second is to live by faith.
这个就是张英文讲的哈，因信而生活。
Is to live.By faith.
我能够在我的信主的生命里面，我的生活能够一直信得过他。
That in my whole life, that I believe in Him.
我能够信他是，他能，他也他肯。
I believe that He is, He can, and He's willing.
这是我们基督徒一生所要一直经历的。
This is what we want to experience as our whole lives as Christians.
所以我们一个家也要一直这样的经历的。
The same way our family has to experience.
我们要把这个传递给我们的孩子，他们也能够这样的经历的。
We need to let our children know this, and they also experience such.
亚伯拉罕把他的侄儿罗德抢回来的时候，
After Abraham saved Lot,
这个索多玛王说啊。全部财产给你。
The king of Sodom told Abraham, I'm going to give you all my wealth.
我们说谢谢，反正应该的嘛，我救了你们，这个亲戚朋友全救回来了。
Maybe for us we'll say, of course we deserve that, we're going to take it.
但亚伯拉罕说，你一根线，一根鞋带，我都不要。
But Abraham said, even a thread, a shoelace, I'm not going to get from you.
我就在想，亚伯拉罕，你有没有其他可说的？
Well, I said, Abraham, can't you say other things?
我们 这个注意一根线，一根鞋带嘛。
Who pay attention to a thread or a shoelace?
完全没价值的。
Those things are completely value, not, without value.
那亚伯兰说，把最低的我都不要。
But to Abraham, even the least, I'm not going to get from you.
我们公司说你有顾客来了，你不要请他吃大餐，哦，那是贿赂，小礼物可以。
In the company, they said, you cannot treat them, you know, with a big feast, because that's kind of bribing, so, but a little gift is okay.
但是你看亚伯拉罕说，小小的我也不要。
But then for Abraham, he said, even the least, I'm not going to get from you.
有一天我会致富，我不要你说是你帮我的。
Because I don't want it to happen that one day you said that you helped me.
我要能够说这是完全从主来的。
I want to show that everything is all from God.
在亚伯兰那个时候他已经能够看一件事，我不要有任何的人工或者人的手参与在里面的。
Abraham saw that I don't want to have man's effort or man's hand in this.
他要我一切所走的路都从主来的。
All my way has to be only from the Lord.
我们刚刚读哥林多前书第三章。
We read 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
他说我们今天在地上，我们都在建造。
It says today we're all building.
他说你用什么在建造？
But what are you building with?
你是用金银宝石还是用草木禾秸？
Are you building with gold, silver and precious stones or wood, hay and stubble?
金乃是讲到都出于神。
Gold is all from God.
亚伯拉罕说我要一切都是出于神的。
Abraham said I want everything to be out of God.
我的工作出于神的。
My work is out of God.
我以后结婚的对象出于神的。
Whom I marry I want to be of God.
我一切在我生活的里面，我家中能够都出于神的。
Everything in my life is going to be out of God.
这个叫做金。
This is gold.
银我们知道，我们蒙恩的救都是因耶稣基督的宝血救赎回来的。
Silver, we know that we were all redeemed by the blood of Christ.
宝石呢？
And what precious stones?
宝石乃是我们被主对付而产生的结果。
Precious stones are the result of our dealing by the Lord.
也可以说我们今天跟从主走信心的路上，主给我们所经历。
It is also when we walk by faith what the Lord let us experience.
我上次跟弟兄姊妹交通，这个是我们今天所见证的道。
This is what we are testifying about today.
这里讲到乃是它最终的结果是一个宝石。
And the result, the end result is a precious stone.
结婚都喜欢带宝石。
When you get married, you always have the precious stones to wear.
这个你知道，这个 diamond 它挖出来之后还要经过很多的磨才能够成型的，你才会戴上去的。
When they dig out the diamond, it requires a lot of work before it will look beautiful and you can wear them.
我们每一个都是可以给主来雕饰的。
Each one of us has to be worked on by the Lord.
主能够雕饰我们成为一个宝石的。
When the Lord carved us and worked on us, we can become precious stones.
什么叫做草木禾屑？
What is wood, hay, and stubble?
全部我们人工。
These are all man's effort.
我人的喜好。
Man's desire.
我天然的才干。
Man's natural ability.
我天然的能力。
Natural strength.
我全部用这个，有一天全烧光的。
If we use this, one day they'll all be burned.
你今天看来好像很好。
Today you see, they look pretty good.
你看得好像很辉煌。
They even look prosperous.
但是有一天都会烧掉。
But one day it will all be burned.
所以他这一段圣经的十五节他说，你还是要得救的。
In verse 15 it says, you are going to be saved.
你知道罗德最后还是得救了。
Yes, Lot was saved.
但是怎么样，什么都没有。
But he had nothing.
他当初好像什么都有。
Before he has everything.
结果是什么都没有。
But it ends up that he has nothing.
他一开始他好像他用抢的就要去得到许多。
In the past, he grabbed to gain everything.
你看他当他往开始往大平原走的时候
，when he walked towards the plain，
神就立刻对亚伯罕说
，God immediately said to Abraham，
因为亚伯罕回想剩下只是要山地给我了
，because the Abraham said only the mountainous area。
神立刻给他知道，你现在看东西南北，南北开始看。
But the Lord said to him, look, look east, west, everywhere.
把你看到的地我都赐给你。
Whatever you see, it's all given to you.
一个是自己去抢自己去选来的。
One tried to grab himself.
一个是神说我给你。
But the other, the Lord said, I give it to you.
弟兄姊妹你要有点智慧哪一个可靠一点。
You have to have wisdom. Which
我们是
觉得
我抢到了比较真实。
Worldly people, if you feel what I grab is real,
稍微认识神一点，是神讲的话才算数的。
But even if you know the Lord a little bit, you know what He said is the one that counts.
所以罗德刚走那块地，神就说，罗德拿不掉的那块地，我是给你的。
So after what Lord grab, actually, I give it to you too.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们的眼光能够一直的改变。
So may our perspective keep on changing.
我们必须关心神家的事。
That we need to be concerned about God's business.
当我们这个一直被主改变的时候
，When we're continually changed by Him，
我们才能够经营神家的事。
Then we can do God's business.
我们才能够与弟兄姊妹一同来建立。
Then we can together with brothers and sisters build his home.
因为我们观念不能够变的，我们就没办法。
If our perspective cannot change,
所以神今天要得着我们一个家一个家的。
That's why the Lord wants to gain one household at a time.
让我们在走信心的路上一直看到他所要的。
That when we walk the way of faith, we can see what he really wants.
我们才能够一个家的单位来侍奉神。
Then we can serve God as a unit.
所以刚刚读到的，至于我与我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
对于已经成家的、有家庭的弟兄姊妹。
For those who have families, brothers and sisters.
你必须清楚，我是因信而被主称为义的。
You need to know that it is by faith that I'm regarded as righteous by the Lord.
我也要开始走上一个因信而过的生活。
And so now I'm going to start walking and live by faith.
对，还是单身的弟兄姊妹。
For single brothers and sisters.
有一天你会进入家庭。
Maybe one day you will enter into marriage.
你今天就要预备自己。
Today, you need to prepare yourself.
我要清楚，我是因信，我被称为义。
I want to be clear that it is by faith that I'm proclaimed righteous.
我今天就走因信而生活的路。
And today, I will live by faith.
我们在等候我们要婚姻的时候
While we're waiting for the marriage to happen,
愿主教导我们怎么做一个等候的人。
May the Lord teach us to learn how to wait to be a person waiting.
我们要知道到了时候，神就要成就。
Because at the right time, the Lord will accomplish it.
神在圣经里面有很多很美丽的图片。
There are many beautiful pictures in the Bible.
这个。以撒是一个很美丽的图片。
Isaac is a very beautiful picture.
你有发现这个老仆人去替他找老婆。
The old servant went and find a wife for him.
你发现他整天在帐幕外面就在仰望来了吗
？And all he did was to look out from his tent and see as the servant returned.
哎呦，这个真的在等哎，来了吗
？So he was waiting and waiting.
他会空手回来吗？
Would the servants come back empty-handed?
他等。
And he waited.
神就把利百加带来了。
And God brought Rebecca to him.
你发现在圣经里面说哈， 当他看到利百加，他就爱他。
And the Bible says that when he saw Rebecca, he loved her.
这是叫一见钟情。
Is this love at first sight?
那没办法，已经来到门口了，如果没办法，你回去也得老远的。
Or maybe, oh, she's already here. It's too hard for her to go back.
但是我们知道这里的意思呢，是神把那个人带到你面前。
What this really means is that God brought the person before him.
我们今天另这个是对做弟兄的哈，你要知道神会带来的。
This is for brothers. You have to know that the Lord will bring the one to you.
对姊妹来说呢？
Now how about for sisters?
神会把你带到那个人面前。
The Lord will bring you to the one.
所以我你知道，婚姻都是神为我们定做的。
We know that marriage is tailor-made by God.
所以神才说，神所配合的人不可以分开。
That's why.Whatever God joins together, man cannot divide.
因为两个婚姻，两个婚礼在中夹得这么近。
Because these two weddings are so close together.
我愿意从家的出发点跟你们有点交通。
So I want to share about the family.
我们要清楚自己有主的生命。
We need first to know we have the life of the Lord.
我们这个家，神很看重。
This family, God really puts a lot of importance.
神是要带我们进入家的。
God wants us to bring us into a family.
除非非常特别的情况。
Unless it's a very special case.
但我们有准备好进入家吗？
But are we ready to enter into it?
我们还是世界人，反正他们喜欢叫做谈恋爱。
Worldly people, they talk about dating and having relationships.
我们今天不是说不去有一个爱的对象。
Today we're not saying we don't have another person to love.
但是我们今天是远超过这一点。
But we are beyond this.
主要我们能够交往在一起的时候，是灵里面先能够通的。
When we have a relationship, the most important thing is that the spirit can communicate.
灵不能通。只有魂通的话，很大的问题。
If there's no communication in the spirit, but only the soul, then that's going to be problematic.
两个人一定要是得救的。
That's why both have to be saved.
是真的，我因信以蒙被称义。
That really it's because you believe and that you are regarded righteous.
然后两个能够一同来走信心的路。
And then together you walk the way of faith.
趁着你还单身的时候，就开始走信心的路。
So while you're still single, walk the way of faith.
不然那一天很难变的。
Otherwise, you cannot change at a moment.
那你就不知道谁扯谁了。
And you don't know who is dragging who.
我们看罗德的妻子好像比罗德差一点，是不是？
We see in Lot's case, the wife seems to be worse than Lot, and she became a pillar of salt.
我不知道圣经怎么是妻子哈，我总是觉得妻子可能比较稳定一点。
I always think the wife seems to be more stable.
对啊，这个只有问你们做妻子的是不是了哈。
So then we have to ask, like for you wives, are you like that?
So 我们今天哈这个。愿主给我们愿意在一切的起步的时候，我愿意走信心的路。
And so for each of our starting step, we want to take the way of faith.
我们过孙弟兄来跟我们讲魂的得救。
Brother Sun talked about the salvation of the soul.
我们不断的求主得到我们灵魂身体这个次序是对的。
We want to have the right order, the spirit, soul, and body.
当我们进入家庭的时候，这个灵魂身体这个次序也是对的。
In the same way, when we enter into family life, it's the same thing, spirit, and then soul, and body.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你是用永远的爱爱我们。
You love us with everlasting love.
你认识我们每一个。
You know each of us.
主，我们为着我们两对的弟兄姊妹能够结合，我们感谢主。
we pray for our brothers and sisters who can be joined together.
主，我们恭敬把他们交在你的手中。
We commit them into your hands.
愿你不只得着他们个人，也愿你得着他们的家。
That not only you gain them personally, but also their family.
真的能够活出这个实际。
That they can live out this reality.
至于我与我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
That as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
愿他们都在你的手中。
That they both are in your hands.
能够完全专一的来跟随你。
That they will follow you with a single focus.
愿你继续在他们身上工作。
That you continue to work in them.
使他们的家能够成为见证你的所在。
That their family will be a testimony for you.
也愿意我们借着这个时候，我们也被提醒。
And that through this we are reminded.
我们的家都能够来侍奉你。
That our family, our home are going to be serving you.
所以愿你得着我们这个人，也得着我们的家。
That you gain us and you gain our family.
所以愿意我们是为你的国度，为你的再来，我们摆上我们的一份。
It is for your kingdom and for your coming back that we put ourselves in.
愿主纪念我们。
Lord, may you remember us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 在停车场有一抽钥匙捡到的，你们要来看看，你们这个没有车的钥匙，是家里的钥匙，掉在停车场。所以啊，你们有没有家的钥匙掉出来？三根，你的，就是 ，OK， 已经有人认领了，没了。